9:59 p.m. 8 minutes before the end of civil twilight. The spire catches some light on its blank facing sides. The leaves, all held up by thick struts tipping up and down in the wind. Still, there is the noise from the pub. Still, there is the less than constant movements that try to cover the sounds, floating as they are through all the quiet spaces around here. Silhouettes of pot plants inside aren't enough to blacken the tree, which still pulls some green to it. There is a gently stroked shadow on the side, on the spire, like pencil shavings not yet blown from a surface that has stayed.
All right, then, what's the matter?
I have a temperature.
You have a temperature?
Yes.
What temperature is it?
The temperature doesn't matter.
Why do you always cry?
Because things are exact.
No, that's already too close. Go back.
I have a temperature.
I don't know if you have a temperature. Is it definitely a temperature? What do you measure?
I don't know if you can have a temperature that isn't against another temperature. If you don't know what any other temperatures are you sure it's temperature you mean?
Have you got a sore throat?
I can't tell. Have you?
Let me feel your sore throat and I'll tell you if I've got one.
No.
But you do have
Hello?
A temperature.
He's got a temperature.
Hi. Oh, what temperature is it?
No, go out again.
Hello.
Hi.
Not yet.
All right, then, what's the matter?
I have a temperature.
You have a temperature.
All right, then, what's the matter?
You have a temperature.
I have a temperature.
I yes.
have a temperature. I am
yes,
not
it does
well.
Matter.
I cry.
We're getting to this.
Okay, you can come in
we
now.
We aren't that far yet. You keep jumping
Hi.
Ahead. No.
Oh, what temperature
okay,
is
you
it?
You can come in now.
Hi.
Hello.
Oh, you have a temperature.
She's got a temperature. No.
What was it like
yes,
before
I have
you had this temperature?
Let's talk about this.
What
yes,
was it like before you had the talk. Temperature?
Well, I don't know, because I didn't know it was the time before the temperature, so I can't remember how it was...
Different.
What everything was like. I had... My arms went upwards to my shoulders, and they crossed over and went to the other arm, and my legs... I had legs with two muscles all the way up, and I would walk on them, and I had... My head was just like my normal head, and I had... with eyes, two eyes, nose, mouth, and two ears, and I can describe what they all look the same as they do now, so you can just look at me and tell what they look like before, and I can describe what they feel like on the inside, because I can feel some of the way inside. I can, for example, my mouth, I can feel is wet on the inside of my mouth because, and it's got a taste because there's a tongue inside my mouth, and my tongue goes all the way down my throat if I can, and it can pull against my the root inside my throat, and it can feel around and feel all the knobbles of the teeth. And it sits. It feels like it's.
Is this going to go on? Yes. I've begun with my mouth because it's the closest, but then there are the ears and the nostrils and the other orifices, and also the insides of my arms and my legs and my stomach, and all of the joints and the spleen and the esophagus and all the tracts.
And when you've told us your whole surface and followed all of your orifices from the outside to your insides and talked about to us about what they feel like.
For instance, I can tell you about my forearms. What you imagine they must feel by feeling them. There are two.
And by remembering the things that we already know, and then we just fade into
the skin of chicken wings with pale tubes and a stretch of meat along each one. I can tell you about the gristle at the end of my nose by remembering the cartilage in the chicken wing. And I can tell you about fat cells from websites and the role of magnesium and other minerals in my diet.
I don't know if magnesium's a mineral.
There'll come a point when I begin to tell you things about the time before the temperature that you know as well as I do, because I'm unable to feel the atomic particles of myself by feeling with my tongue or pressing at the bones in my limbs or to imagine them any more than the next person. So by describing my own particles, it becomes the same as describing someone else's particles. So it's no different than describing anyone else's particles.
Just and when you tell us about your whole surface and followed all of your orifices your insides and talk to us about what they feel like, and after that what you imagine they must feel like, until you can't imagine how they feel like anymore and it just becomes something we can all imagine or none of us can imagine at all.
Yeah, then I'll have to tell you about the outside and the particles and the buses and the hydraulics of the locks and canals outside my body. So, and even though you know them as well as I do, what you don't know is that I have to wash up the saucepan because there are no clean ones the right size, and I put it under the hot tap which runs cold for some time. By the time the hot water reaches the pan, it's full of cold water which rises in temperature, and the cold bubbles over and then is replaced by the warm. And then when all of the water in the pan is skin temperature, I slip my hand into the inside of the water without any discomfort. You don't know that it's the right temperature for only a few seconds, and that this is when I can rub the pan underwater with the sponge till it feels smooth on the inside, and then when it gets too hot I can use the sponge, the water from the tap, to rinse off the bubbles and get the sponge clean.
And now she's getting confused.
Is now confused.
And I put it under the hot tub just till the water gets warm enough, and I
go back out.
And if I stay here,
well, we'll all have to go out.
Then I'll go out. I want to stay here.
Okay, fine.
I stay here while I have the saucepan of opportunity.
I understand you always cry.
You've seen me cry.
Why do you always cry?
Because things are exact.
Why do you cry? Because things are exact.
To mark them out so they are calibrated. I think we have to calibrate.
What do you mean calibrate things?
Hello.
Hi.
Come in.
Deciding when things come in and out.
Deciding when things start and stop.
Yes. For example,
you cry to partition things. You cry to point things out as being certain things. Then the next time you cry, the same things return, the things you pointed out before. You tell me crying joins things.
Now is a good example. Every now and then I say hello as if I've just come in, and then you say hi, and then one of us says no, go out again, it's too soon. And then later on one of us tries to say hello again.
Are you sure it's a temperature you mean?
Have you got a sore throat?
I can't tell, have you?
Let me feel your sore throat and I'll tell you if I've got one. But do you have a temperature?
Hello.
Hi.
She's got a temperature.
She's got a temperature.
Yes.
No, go out again, it's too soon. I don't want this to be difficult for you, but we can't go any further unless I ask you some more. You know what I want you to tell me, which is why you always cry, and you know what you have to say, which is because things are exact. Tell me.
Okay.
Why do you always cry?
Because things are exact.
Okay. Why do you always cry?
Okay. Because things are exact.
Now tell me it's because you think we have to calibrate things.
I think we have to calibrate things. I think things have to be clear enough to mark differences between them. I have a temperature and I cry to mark things out.
Do you cry because things are exact, or do you cry so that things are exact?
So that.
Then it doesn't have to be crying. It could be something else that joins things together. String.
String doesn't join times together, it joins things together. It's times I want to join together.
Take photos.
No, the photos would come with me, so they wouldn't do anything at all. I want to mark out time with the stuff that time is made of. So I have to mark it with something that stops when it stops, so I can leave it there and it keeps step with all the times. I don't cry at things, I cry on them. And you can miss the times to cry when it's too late and it's very hard to match them up again, which is a waste. And it's a shame to waste things, to waste moments.
Moments of opportunity?
No, those aren't moments of opportunity. Those are moments of time. The moments of opportunity, the chances you get to catch the moments of time.
Oh.
They aren't the same. They happen at the same time, but they aren't the same.
Why do you always cry?
To catch moments of time.
There.
Okay.